weak link.
What they say, your forearm be strong.
Yo, beating your meat is crazy too. With ambidextrous.
I thought everybody do that.
Like switching it up and be like, that. Yo, let me lose the left now after going for the right for an hour.
You're not tired?
Well, beating me for an hour is insane too. But.
Maybe it's too fast.
Beating me for an hour. You got
Nigga was drunk.
Was it like 5 minutes?
Crazy. Nah, I think
it's like 5 minutes.
I'm not gonna lie. Nah, I'll be my.
Yo, it's for real.
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Well, some girls told me that. I was like, yo, that's mad weird.
What kind of Dwight shit is that?
Dwight.
What kind of Dwight shit is that?
Talk about Dwight.
God. Like, I'm like,
whoa, whoa, whoa. That's some New York, Brooklyn shit. That's from you from BK.
No, I said that yesterday.
Oh. Don't tell nobody that.
Yo, why girls think they can get away with that?
Sometimes you gotta show them your masculine energy, right? Like, don't play with me. I get real nigga real quick.
I'm not gonna lie, that doesn't threaten me as a man. Just like my dick. I'd be like,
hey, no, some people have one. Well, who I said it to was, you know.
That just throws me off. I'm like, you a man for real? We can fight. What's up? I'm 2 feet, she's so fast.
You get violent.
I'm just saying, I hear every day, oh, we don't get enough pay. We don't get enough equal rights. Okay, get the.
Where you hear that every day?
We don't get enough equal rights.
I'm used to it.
It's insane.
Listen, you want that equal rights? You want that equal pay?
I ain't asked for none of that. I don't want to be equal. No. A man should be over me.
Huh?
Be over me. A man should be superior.
It's a man's right.
In what? In what way?
Huh?
In what way?
Like, the rights, the... All of that stuff.
Why you feel like that?
I don't think so. That's just how it is.
You think... You think... Yo, hold on.
Then we gonna have women presidents. Nuh-uh.
You don't want to win. You don't want to win.
No,
I don't think we're not ready for it yet.
Yet, whenever, never.
That's the first time I've ever heard that in my life.
All right,
cool. A woman say, "I don't want." We better not have no woman president.
No,
y'all don't. Why y'all don't want? Y'all don't think a woman could do a good job as president?
No.
She's gonna be on her period. She's gonna be like, "Bomb."
Yo, this is stuff that it's not coming from
she
the
just
guys.
Gave birth. It's so over.
Divided. This ain't coming from
we
the guys.
To war.
Hey, this is a first
I'm talking
for me.
Shit. All right.
This is a first for me.
I'm talking shit. Let's go.
You had a long day, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Rosebud Podcast. I'm your host, T-Rose.
It's your girl, honey.
Yeah, you was waiting for Malcolm. You like that pause.
I was.
We got a special guest in the building. Elizabeth White, was good?
It's Liz.
Liz, was good?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here, finally.
I'm glad. I'm glad you made it.
3 years.
3 years.
Oh, wow.
I've been flinging.
Why you had her waiting?
Yo, sometimes you gotta wait for the exclusive. Now it feels better. Like it's
she
like
looks better than all the guests that we had so far. Oh,
thank you.
But that's not about looks. She had to get her clout up.
See this?
Get her money up.
See that?
I got
see
more
that?
Followers than you. No play.
I know. That's why.
It's because you're.
I'm using you.
It's because you're a lady.
No, I'm just kidding. We're joking.
I'll lie to you about who you did use.
What?
I'll lie to you about who you did use.
No, I don't even know what that means, but...
Who you used, you had come here for clout, you said.
Call him out.
Oh, no,
call
no,
him
no.
out. Call him out, sis.
Come on, you bringing up personal conversations onto the pod? Come on. Come on, I ain't use nobody. I bring everybody here with love. Yo, let me finish my intro. My man PJ in the building. Lil Cuz Sam. Zoe Rose. Bree in the building.
Big Bree. Big Bree.
And my bro, what's his name?
Abraham
in the building. What up, bro? My fault. I just, you know.
We got everybody in the building. TGIF. It's Friday.
How you feeling? How's your mental health? Came in here angry. Smiling now.
I came in here angry because y'all didn't have my drink ready. Like, y'all know I like to be spoiled. Cater to.
Oh, let's look at this. Malcolm's not here to
it's because Malcolm's not here. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my boy Malcolm. Not in the building. I miss him.
Malcolm, you do make good drinks. I'm sorry.
You told him last week. You told him it was trash.
I lied.
Dang.
Terrible friend.
I'm missing it. This one's trash.
Terrible friend. How are y'all mental healths? How was everybody?
I'm tired. But I'm going to vacation tomorrow, so I'm happy.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Florida. It's not...
Where Florida?
I'm going to Edgewater, but then I'm going to Orlando. I'm gonna go to Horror Nights. I don't know if I'm too old for that.
So you're going to Universal?
Yeah.
I'm jealous. It's my favorite place in the world.
Should be.
Me too.
To be honest with you, I love Universal. I don't think anybody's too old to go there.
In SeaWorld.
Okay, see?
I like SeaWorld.
They abuse animals.
Free them.
Yeah. I mean, that ain't my problem. They're still gonna do it. They're still gonna do it whether or not I go or not. I'm supporting. I'm just giving money back to them.
People that abuse them?
Yeah.
Yo, you know what? I'm sorry.
They feed them first.
Now, you know it's funny because I'm a hypocrite. I'm like, yeah, I'm not supporting SeaWorld, but I'm free day at the Bronx Zoo. I take my nieces there. Hey, let's go. Exactly. Free day. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I go there. No, it's not.
Not even, what?
What animals are healthy? Animals?
They don't abuse them.
Cages. You think them tigers are really like, all them lions is really like active lions?
It's only
lions?
One lion.
You think he's an active lion or you think they injecting
no,
that?
No, it's like really skinny, actually. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
See?
So why not free that man back to his
because
roots?
It'll die?
No, he won't. He'll figure it out.
See, same with SeaWorld. Like, they saving the dolphins.
Them whales is killing humans. Them whales is killing humans. They got whales in garages. Like, that's it. There's
in
no
garages.
The things that they shelter the whales in is like, it would be equivalent to me putting you in a closet and saying, no, she's having a good life.
I mean, as long as you feed me.
Nah, that's a terrible way to live.
It's an animal.
That's a solitary confinement.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not vegan, so.
Yeah, upset that. But fine. Get off this. Florida, you going on vacation? That's nice. Is that a nice mental health kind of like relief of all this New York?
Yeah, I
hustle?
Need a break. And it's like kind of cold, and I'm like ready for some heat. I don't wear summer clothes again. That's all.
Ah.
Dresses.
Are you summer dresses? Okay. Are you going to any beaches, pools, anything like that?
Yeah, my friend I'm staying with lives by a beach. So.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't like beaches, though. I'm not going to lie.
Why not?
I don't trust them. I like water parks.
I respect that.
I don't like anything I can't see. And if I do, I don't know. Their water's not that clear.
See, yo, I used to hate water parks. I'm okay with it now, but I don't know. Something about it.
No, none of my friends like them. They said it's dirty.
It is.
But I feel like chlorine kills, like, you know, germs.
You know how
so
many
okay.
butt cheeks are on those slides?
It kills
that you just okay,
and what's in the ocean?
I don't know.
It's probably worse.
Yeah, a little whale nut ain't too bad for you. Got your, it clears up your skin. Do y'all know when fish pee and stuff? You know how much pee and nut and all that stuff comes out of them?
I don't do beach water.
I don't care. I eat shrimp.
You're aphrodisiac?
I don't care. I'm still going to eat it.
Oh, man. How you guys? How Zoe? PJ? Bree? Everybody good? Everybody good? Oh, niggas came to pod today. I'm good.
I had a very stressful week. I'm happy to be here. I feel the love.
Do you?
I do.
Yo, I went upstairs, so I got to say, Zoe, when you was upstairs... Honey, you wasn't here yet. I went upstairs to get ice for, you know, for the drinks, for the beverages. Mm-hmm. I was upstairs for like five minutes. My mom was talking to me. I was like, oh, yo, I got to go, mom. I got to go. Come back down. It is dead silence. They're all sitting in silence. Like,
we were listening to music.
Talking about it's the vibes. I came down. I was like, oh, no.
This also, looks I like just came in and this? Just changed the energy.
You did, actually. I
yeah,
appreciate
okay.
you for that.
All right.
Hey, okay. Okay, vibe setter.
Yeah.
She's a Taurus.
Yeah.
She came in here, cursed me out, and I said, hi, guys. Sorry, I'm late.
You know, that's what you got to do.
I'm on time, and I get yelled at. Come on, man. Come on. But let's get into some. Do you want to get into drink champs first? Or do you?
Yeah, I mean, we looking like drink champs right now.
Drink champs, for those of you that don't know, it's a huge podcast. Minori. They didn't win any podcast awards. There's podcast awards out now, and Drink Champs is one of the major podcasts. So I think in the nominee was Drink Champs, Carisha Please, Joe Budden Podcast. Mm-hmm. There was another one on the radar. Was it on the radar? No, but there was a couple other shows, and Drink Champs is actually a lot of people's favorite.
Which one won?
Huh?
Carisha Please.
Carisha. Oh, okay. Carisha, please. What?
Are you surprised?
No, it's popularity.
Oh.
The crazy thing is, I don't even think it's her.
Diddy did it.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think mainstream is it was bought.
I don't even know who she is.
Yeah. Young Miami. Her name is Carisha.
City Girls. Duh.
I never watched the podcast. No, I watched Joe Rogan before I watched her shit.
Oh.
Oh, the white man. Wow. Ooh, the white man over the black woman. Is that what you're saying?
See what I mean?
You got
one foot in the door.
No. Joe Rogan's actually the biggest podcaster in the world. He's the number one podcast in the
but
world.
But didn't he like say the N-word and stuff a bunch of times?
Yeah, and he's still the number one podcast in the world. So I haven't. Wow. But
so who you think should have won?
Me personally, yeah. Joe Budden podcast without a doubt.
Mm. Over Drink Champs.
Yep. Joe Budden, you have to understand, when you think about podcasting, especially in the, this like with hip hop, nobody was doing it before him. He was the first. Joe Budden podcast put made Nori wouldn't do a podcast, made Math Hoffa, made every Tank, made these R&B Tank and Jenny, all these niggas that got podcasts now.
Yeah.
Joe Budden was the first to do it. Mm-hmm. In 2016, they wasn't thinking about podcasts. And his is, if you look at like the numbers of subscribers comparing that to Drink Champs and just the
you
quality.
You can buy subscribers.
I don't think he bought subscribers. I think he genuinely has a good fan base. A huge. He was the first podcaster to go on tour.
Well, yeah, he did have a good fan base, but
huge fan base.
I don't know if he bought some after.
Nah, he doesn't need to.
I mean,
he doesn't need to at all. Like if and then on top of that, if you think about podcasts, right? Drink Champs is guest based. So if I have a celebrity every week, I have Diddy, I have Jadakiss, I name all Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, I have all these every week. Of course, like you're gonna get more views based off just the popularity of the people. Joe Budden's podcast is the same four or five people.
Well, that's why I thought honestly that Drink Champs would have won. Because like right now they bring like the, you know, everybody who's like lit, everybody who's, you know, yeah, relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bring everybody on. So I thought they would have won out of anybody's.
Nah.
Carisha. Listen, I like her podcast, but
she got like six
she's
episodes.
Still new. She's still new, yeah.
She got like six episodes.
I mean, she has more than that, but
it's under 20. It's damn sure under 20.
She knows how to make herself viral, though.
That's a fact.
What do you mean?
She'll say stuff.
They be saying the most outlandish shit.
They do. No, they say so. I like Drake.
They be lit. So a lot of shit goes viral.
Also, $1 million with the game. Another huge podcast. I should name that. My bad. But
which one?
$1 million with the game. Oh, Gilly the Kid.
Mm.
Wallow. Huge. Huge. Mm. I ain't gonna lie, Fire Pod.
I don't like his pod.
Really? Motivational. Very motivational. I like their pod, but once again, Joe Budden inspired them to do their podcast too.
Or maybe I don't like Gilly.
I like Gilly. I think Gilly's mad funny. That's why I like. I think he Wallow is inspirational. Gilly is the fool, which makes
I like
it,
Wallow.
Like their chemistry great. But like to me, it's more impressive if it's us three, us four or five, right? Every week we have a pod. And we build a fan base based on us. Like with Joe Budden's podcast, you feel like you're in a relationship with these people.
You're,
like
you're riding really hard for him right now.
No, but I'm just saying I'm sorry. If you watch him continuously and they come up with content and break it down. Yo, because it's to me personally, it's easy for me to get a star in hand and interview a star.
Yeah. Did he inspire you to do one?
Yes, absolutely. But I'm saying it's easy to get a star in here, get an interview. Like Nori's already a star, right? So it's easy for him to get other celebrities. It's easy for me to get a celebrity here, ask them a bunch of questions, and just get them drunk and ask them questions. Which I mean, it's dope. The concept is dope.
It's not really that easy.
It's very easy. It's very easy.
Yeah. Of course, I would too.
Pay to play, baby. You gotta pay to play. You do, but yeah. I mean, listen, Joe Budden should have won. Carisha Budden because of Diddy. In Revolt and the backing behind her.
So how do you know like she didn't just have a good team to make it
Revolt? Diddy. That's when you have that's the backing.
Yeah, she was on Diddy's platform.
That's the backing. Was Diddy.
But Diddy has like a lot of backlash a lot. So do you really think he has that big of a never mind. He does have a big influence.
His media company is still doing good. Like regardless, it's like separate from him.
Tell me what backlashes did he have? I'm just curious.
Oh god.
With his artist? Well, besides that. But like with his artist, like they said he's not good or...
Yeah, but that's...
Or when he had like Bad Boy and they said the Bad Boy curse. Like nobody ever succeeds when they're on his label.
That's musically.
Yeah. Or does it pay them back?
Yeah.
I'll make it a band.
That's...
I mean, he gave them the... he gave them the publishing...
Yeah, backlash.
I gave him some back.
I heard that too.
What?
I heard that too. That he may go to jail for the.
He ain't going to jail. Diddy ain't going to jail.
I don't even want to talk bad about Diddy because I'm afraid. He's a powerful man.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I find it kind of weird that, like, when you think about his label, like how he started, he's the only successful one in alive and living and doing well, and nobody else is doing well. It's kind of weird to me.
Mace is doing well now.
Mace?
On the inside, maybe not financially.
Compare?
Oh, no. Like, oh, no.
By the way,
no.
Cam and Mace podcast is fire.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It is what it is.
It's funny. Also, it's funny. I caught that the other day. It's
also
funny.
Also inspired by Joe Budden, just saying. They said it. Mace said it.
They're funnier than Joe Budden.
They aren't, though.
Yes, they are.
Nah.
Joe Budden's not funny.
They're a different kind of funny. Oh, you're bugging. You don't listen to the pod. Just say you don't listen to it. That's fine.
I heard a couple episodes. He's not funny to me.
I got a guy crush.
Right?
Like, that sounds like everything goes back to Joe. You keep bringing him up. You were supposed to be talking about Drake champs and you keep bringing up Joe Budden.
I'm just saying that he should have won. But Revolt is the backing behind Carisha Please. It's like a machine. So in order to get more followers, they'll pay to say, hey, yo, give her the dub. And that's how I think. That's how I think she won.
Well, listen, if my man owns a media company, I want you to pay for me to win too. Okay?
You don't want to win. So you don't want to win on your own work ethics, your own.
No.
Yeah.
Pay for me to win.
Y'all so ass.
So that everybody could see that I won an award, and now I'm gonna get more money.
Y'all so. Because
now everybody's like, why did she win? Let me go watch it.
Y'all so.
It's smart. Genius. Yeah, that's kind of smart. Yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of smart.
Not me. Not me.
Smart and loyal.
Don't
shout out to you, Diddy.
Don't put me on the basketball court.
Diddy, you loyal.
Don't put me on the basketball court with LeBron James and Kobe and all these things. And Steph Curry, and they say, yo, let me get 30 points. No. I want to earn that shit.
That's different. That's a physical sport. We're not talking about physical.
I'm saying, but you can still rig sports. You can rig it.
Not physical.
You can rig it. But for those of you guys who are any of y'all dating in relationships other than myself?
Are you asking the status?
I'm asking everybody because I have a follow-up question. Looks like I'm the only one here.
It depends on who's asking.
Oh, wow.
I'm living the best of my life.
Yeah. As what, single?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I'm working on myself, and it feels a lot better when you love yourself.
Yeah, what does that mean when you say I'm working on myself?
Working on yourself, like you're just trying to rebuild yourself. As you get older, you like there's always something new about yourself that you have to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is when you figure out, you just love yourself and you treat yourself right.
When you rebuild yourself, are you,
yeah.
Would you say you're fucking a lot of people? Fucking a lot of women
absolutely
right now?
Not.
No?
No.
Oh.
I'll be honest.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like you're rebuilding.
He's working on thyself.
Hey,
I'll take
keep it going, buddy.
I'll take it.
Can we say halfway, though?
Halfway? Nah. It's either you are or you not.
Halfway?
Nah, I ain't believing it now. See?
Nah.
Halfway. I take it back. Take it back.
What do you mean halfway?
You got a long way to go, buddy.
What's
happening? You don't have to be. It doesn't have to be intercourse.
Wait, so.
He's entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what you put the head?
I was like, what?
I was like, is it? Is this just pussy? Is
he's
this
like, oh, no. I gotta go.
Are we back to finger blasting? Like, what's going on? Like,
halfway, I got, shit, it was halfway in. It don't count.
What is going on here? All right, cool. I got you. So, do y'all believe in when you guys are in relationships, or if you're in a relationship with somebody, that you should share your location with them?
I feel it depends. Like, if you're out of town, no safety reasons. Mm. No?
I like that.
Maybe not, like, you don't have to be like...
I'm listening.
Like, if you're out with your friends, no. But, like, at least I know where you're going. Safety reasons. New York's dangerous.
Nah, like, it's a no for me.
I felt it. Like, I don't
no, like say you like, hey, I'm going out. Oh, where are you going? You know? And you say where you're going, that's enough.
Nah, if I'm in the States, it's quiet.
I'm currently.
If I'm out the country,
so you're sharing your location.
So you're sharing the location
because you want to.
Yeah. But you wasn't forced. You willingly said.
I wasn't forced.
Here's my location. Just yeah. So. Okay. All right.
So is it like you share yours, he share his?
That's the bait.
That's the bait. Oh, okay. Okay. That's the bait that women do. Wait, hold on.
No, but I didn't. No.
She just said it's a mutual respect.
Yeah.
It's a mutual respect.
I didn't ask him to do it. He just did it. And we've been sharing it ever since.
Okay.
I like that.
I just did it because, you know, this, 2023 is a lot of shit going on.
Exactly.
And I was like, yo, I'm just going to share my location with you. I'm not forcing you to share yours with me. And he chose to do it. Even if he did, I wouldn't be mad.
There are ways around it, though.
For my location, I just willingly did it.
Oh no, I think I'm gonna be mad.
But there's ways around it.
Yeah,
I know from experience.
Exactly.
No, there is ways around it, but I'm doing it for the right reason.
It's you have to have other Apple devices, right? Like an iPad.
No.
That's what. I, I can't
no.
Well, I won't say something who. Else. Somebody do. Teach me that.
I don't have.
Oh no! If you put like, well, okay. So I have an app on my phone. It's called Life 360, but I have it with my parents because they're not, like they're in South Carolina, mm-hmm. and so you know they have it for like you know thing happens to me, but I know someone who also had it, and either A, you, if you do put on an iPad and you leave that there, it'll say you're just there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out somewhere. I've done that before too. Like I left the States. I didn't tell my parents.
You went to another country and your parents?
No, I left the state.
Oh, these are states.
But I didn't feel like hearing my parents' mouth, even though I'm an adult. But so I like put it on my iPad and I just told my roommate, like, hey, make sure this doesn't die. And then
wow.
I left. But I know somebody who's like was in a relationship married and either A, they'll like leave their phone or you could just turn your location off and then turn it back on and it'd be the last location you had it on with.
See, that's what I'm saying. How do I know that he turned his location off? Like, I gotta be really, like, looking at it all the time, right? Like, well, and that to me is, like, a little obsessive.
If you do it, yeah, if you do it in, like, iMessage, it'll say, like, so-and-so stopped sharing their location. Yeah,
like, it'll give you a notification?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, if it's a group chat, you change the name of the group chat.
Yeah. It just pops up. It does with that, too. Yeah.
Y'all some clever people. Y'all some clever cheaters. Clever cheaters over here.
Well, it's not cheating, like, all the way. It's just, like, you don't feel like dealing with backlash with people or... people being in your business.
Hmm. If my partner, future partner, wants to know where I am, they can call me. If I don't answer, leave a message.
But what if they think like something happened to you?
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. So
no.
So okay. I have a friend that shared his location, and I asked this girl out of curiosity. I was like, "Yo, what made y'all share your location?" She was like, "Yeah, safety, same thing." Mm. I was like, "Yo, this man has been safe for 30 years. what do you think you guys are doing now? What are you going to do to save him?" And I was like, all right. And then say if he was in danger, what are you going to do?
Call the cops. Oh, this is exactly where he's at.
I'm saying he could be somewhere, right? Like, first of all, people ain't dumb. Like, I'm not getting kidnapped and they say, oh, leave the phone on. That's just going to stop location.
But it's still like a starting point.
Yeah, but by the time you realize, oh, yo.
I'm in Mexico.
Shit is turned off. I've been going for 8 hours already.
Say he got kidnapped though, and or like 2 hours. Outside, and then that's the last location. At least they have like cameras they can look at to see like where what happened to him or her. I don't know. It's safety. I don't know. Too much. I watch Law and Order, so that could be it too.
It's too much. That's too much. You make it too much because I'm fine. To me, it's too much. I don't want to know where you at. I'd be like, why are you at McDonald's?
I don't make it too much.
You said you was cooking.
What
tonight?
If y'all live together?
No. I'm gonna be real with you. My fiance, I told her this now. You will never have my location. And it's not because it's not like I don't be anywhere. I'd be like, yo, she'd be like, where you at? I'll tell her where I'm at. I'm not gonna lie about it, but just ask me. I'm not a kitten. Location is the gateway. I'm not, I just feel like I'm not a puppy.
I feel like
it's the gateway to like,
which
after
now,
the location.
Let me get your passwords.
Let me see that text.
We share Instagrams.
I don't think so.
It's too much. It's the gateway.
I don't think so.
In this today's age, it's like a way of not trusting someone.
Or it's a safety. It's a safety.
I get what you're saying with the safety. I get what you're saying about the relationship. But to me, I'm always going to think it's like, nah, I don't trust you. Because to me, if I'm asking somebody to share their location, I don't trust them. I want to know where you at all times.
What's the difference?
I don't believe you. Because I don't believe you if I have to text you and you tell me you're here, I don't believe you. So now share me your location.
But what if you do with your friends? Is it different? Because I share my location with my friends, like we have in our background.
I think I share mine with like one friend.
So what's the difference?
Just because she asked.
So if the guy asked you,
no,
my friends ain't checking on my location for no reason.
My friends trust me.
And my brothers have my location and my parents, just my brothers and one person, my boy. They ain't not checking my location for no reason. I've watched girls tell me, I'll check his location and they'll be like this on their phone, hit his contact, hit this right here and be like.
But that's because they don't trust him though. It's different.
Oh shit, he's driving 995. And for no reason. There's no reason to know that.
But that not everybody but just to does check. It that way.
No, not everybody.
But if my not, man don't hit me back in like 3 hours, I'm checking that location.
Yeah, but I mean.
Where the hell this nigga at?
Why?
Because where the hell this nigga at? He answered my call in 3 hours. What do you mean? Why?
But what if you don't answer yours
maybe
in 3 hours?
Something's wrong with him, right? So I'm checking the app.
The man could be working.
Like, but what if you don't answer it in 3 hours, though? Do you want him to go check your location?
No, I'm not giving him my location to check. So if I'm not answering 3 hours because I don't want to be answered, I don't want to answer. Like.
That's you know what
I'm saying?
Funny.
I'm just saying. I'm being real. I'm being real. Most of the time, the sharing location thing is toxic. Most of the time. I get the safety thing. Yeah, not, you know, with your parents and your one friend. Okay. But with the partners thing, it starts to become toxic.
What if you're in a long-distance relationship?
Nope.
Then you need to make it shorter.
It's even more toxic.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This is a hot take. This is a hot take. I've tried it. Mm. It doesn't work.
What, long distance or no,
it doesn't work.
Long distance.
It doesn't work.
I've
for
done
long.
It before.
Yeah, that, how long did it last?
2 years.
2 years.
It works.
It was 4 hours.
How long?
Like how many hours? 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hour drive.
I just don't want it to work.
You just can't fuck up. Nobody can fuck up.
No, no.
There's no room for fuck up.
How do you know?
I've seen it.
You know what I'm saying,
how you know they messing up?
I know people. I know girls in long distance relationships, and if their significant other knew what they were doing, oh boy.
No.
They wouldn't be in a relationship
Let me take that back. Get caught fucking up.
Yeah, exactly.
How you gonna get caught 4 hours away? Where I'm gonna drive up?
Because when you're gonna link up at some point. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So my man's just dating this. He's dating this billionaire, in the Middle Eastern. So they take trips like twice a month. And they go to different countries. Motherfucker got caught up. So it's hard for him to get the girl back because once you get caught, how can you really give it your all?
He's just a dummy. Yeah, who the fuck fucks up with a billionaire? What?
No, trust me.
That's like me getting a chance with Diddy. I'm like, fuck this.
She must have posted something and he got caught. Must have posted.
Nah.
Yo, I swear to God.
Listen, long distance don't work for long. Yo, I'm sorry.
It's hard because...
I need you here.
So, listen. So, if you guys are together and you're here, at least the man can go out his way to try and fix things. He could buy you flowers. He could pull up on you. He could try and give it his all to make things work, to make things right, to fix things. When you're in a long distance relationship and say one of the parties mess up, it's almost impossible to kind of right your wrongs. Do you feel me? It's hard to go out your way.
Hmm. That means you already know that you're going to fuck up. Like, what?
Why? That
goes to proving that long distance don't work. Because you know you're going to fuck up. And then it's like no way of fixing it. But it's don't get caught.
I know a married couple who did it for 3 years.
And then eventually they...
Eventually.
That's why I said don't last long. It don't last
long.
That is pretty long. I can't last 3 years. We have sex once a year.
I guess it lasts if you just don't get caught. But... It's to me like,
or don't do it.
It's kind of like prison.
Yeah,
it's like dating somebody in prison. Like yeah, I'm gonna hold you down. I'm gonna be faithful. But we all know outside, like she's not being faithful.
That's what I want to need.
Respectfully, I don't know one girl who's one person who was in a relationship with somebody who was in prison. The other person that was outside was just not messing with nobody. Not nobody.
Do you know a lot of people in prison?
I know a couple people in prison, and I know a couple of their spouses, and I know that. They weren't 100,000.
So if your girl was in jail for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to hold it down for her?
Oh, of course. I'm going to always hold it down.
For sure.
Why did your voice change?
Of course.
No, why did your voice change? Oh, my God. Punch in the wall.
I think it's selfish for somebody to go into jail for 3 years, 5 years, or whatever it is. And expect that person to not do nothing.
Yeah.
I think that's selfish. If I'm in jail and I got 3 to 5 years, I think it's selfish for me to look at her and be like, if you mess with somebody, you talk to somebody, anything, I'm not fucking with you.
But what if she went because, what if you went because of her? Like you was protecting her or you was selling drugs for her?
So you're still going
to expect that.
Yeah, she's still a human being.
So would you be with her when she gets out?
Did y'all watch the show Life?
Why maybe? Why maybe?
For the most part, yes.
So what if she has sex with like 10 guys?
I don't want to know. When I come out, just stop your shit. I don't want to know.
So you're not going to ask her?
No.
You're not going to be curious?
I don't know.
No.
Not going to be laying in bed looking at her like, dang, who she been with?
As long as it's not my brother or my best friends, no, I don't want to know.
So if it was, you wouldn't want to know?
It's the same thing as long distance. Same thing.
It's prison.
You can't expect someone to be faithful, but you kind of you want them to be like. That's not selfish. That's just part of the being in a monogamous relationship. You expect them to be faithful to you. It's loyalty and respect. That's
so. Would you want them to come visit you?
Of course. Oh, conjugal for
so,
sure.
So she has sex with someone else and then came visit you. You're not gonna ask. Like, she looked different. Like, she got a glow on her.
You're not playing with this jail.
I'm not asking.
I'm not going to lie.
He's in jail. I'm going to hurt myself.
I know.
Wait, what? Hold on. I don't mean physically. You should have asked him about his mental health.
Hold on. I meant by asking her the question, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you. Me by knowing, like, damn, well, I'm stuck in here. You're doing this. But realistically, I already know. If I'm stuck in here for 3 years, 3 to 5 years, I know you're gonna want it from somewhere.
1 year.
That's not bad.
Nah, I'm not holding it down.
It depends on the crime.
I'm not holding it down. Don't go to jail.
I'm gonna be real with you.
That's what I'm going to jail for.
Don't go to jail.
3 years is short. I can hold it down. Now 10 years, that's different.
Listen, 3 months. 3 months you got.
I don't.
But punch him in the face and that's it.
I don't care what nobody say. And in 365 days, it's gonna be 1 to 2 nights where you like, I need my joint. I need my dick sucked. You're not gonna sit there and be like, you know what? She's in jail. I can't do this.
So what are you gonna do?
I went more than a year without sex. So
what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna have to fight that urge. But I'm just saying, those days hit.
I think I could do it, but I'm not doing it unless he went to jail for me.
I just know if I'm in jail, like same way. If it happened, like I don't expect like yo, she's not doing anything. I know something happened. Something's going on. But I'm not. But also, if I have conjugal visits, you think I'm gonna ruin it and be like, "Yo, let me ask you something. You been seeing other people?" Like, no, I don't want to ruin my conjugals. Are you an aunt? Are you serious? Yo, she made it seem like we got roaches. Yo,
it was a big one.
But is it cheating though? If you're saying
it's absolutely cheating.
But he's making it seem like it's not. Like you just said, you don't expect them to wait. So is it cheating?
It's cheating.
It's cheating now. Allow if I'm in prison and not getting anything.
So that's the same thing.
I can't supply it for you. I can't do.
I don't want prisons.
But that's the same thing in long distance relationship.
Let's just be honest. At the end of the day, when it comes to our partners, we expect them to fuck up one time or a couple of times.
Who?
On both sides.
Who? Not on my side.
Well, it's free for yourself.
No.
Where were you?
I don't expect
it. Like, nigga, relax. And then be like, where were you? It's always going to fuck up in both sides, no matter what. I expect you, if you're my girl, I expect you to fuck up.
Oh, wow.
I think people don't want
to
be realistic.
I expect you to fuck up. Like, you expect me to fuck up one time? I expect you to fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
No, I agree.
What it is. That's reality.
So you're gonna forgive them after one time?
Huh?
If they mess up one time, you're gonna forgive them after?
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
My ex shit on me, I forgave her. Until some new shit came on.
So someone cheats on you, it doesn't matter with who, you'll forgive them.
Listen, I respect you.
That's not what he said.
If I find out, I don't respect
you. That's not what he said.
He didn't say it though.
That's not what he said.
He said he expects them to fuck up one time and give a pass.
He said no matter what. He didn't say no matter what.
See, now y'all playing
words. He said he give a pass, right?
No, I never said give a pass.
No, he didn't say that.
I expect you to fuck up, so I'm not surprised.
He didn't say that.
And then you said you got cheated on, you took her back.
No, I never took her back. I forgave her.
So you didn't
say... I forgave her. It doesn't mean I take her back.
So what he's saying is like, yo, if you go into a relationship, you know something's going to happen. Every day is not going to be, oh, this person's amazing, this person's great. There's going to be something. It may not be necessarily cheating. Like, everybody's issue in their relationship ain't cheating. There's some people who mess with a girl who's loyal as hell, but they do coke. They come home mad high all the time. Are they alcoholic? Or are they bad with money? They have a gambling issue. Like, there's other issues that they'll say, yo, I forgive it. Like, you know what? He's going to just do better. Like, there's, how many people you know that deal with men who, they're abusive? And
that's different.
No, it's not. It's still issues, and they forgive them, and they're still with them. It's the same thing. Cheating isn't the only issue in relationships.
Like physical abuse,
verbal, physical, emotional.
You do realize, like, if you're being abused, I feel like that's a whole different situation. Your mind's not there.
No.
You're mentally
you're not expecting that.
Yeah,
you know, if you cheat on somebody, you can emotionally mess them up, mentally mess them up.
Yeah, but you're talking about abuse. Like, I feel like shouldn't be an example in what you said.
Why not?
Because if somebody does it once, they most likely are going to do it again.
But there's I've known men who hit women before, and they only done it once in their life.
Or like, that they told you they did it once.
And their significant other said to me.
Or they only told you that they done it once because they're scared.
It only happened once because we got into a real, real bad argument, but it's never happened again, ever. And
they're married. Okay, doesn't mean it's not going to happen again, though.
Like, cheating's not a one-time thing.
Yeah, but I'm about to say, you think cheating?
Like, even if you caught somebody
cheating. No, you can cheat one time.
I don't mean that's the only time they cheated.
No, that's the only time you caught them. But you can cheat one time and not do it again.
You think that's more likely than, like, I'm not going to lie, like, if... I'm not saying I don't ever condone hitting a woman. I would never condone that. Or vice versa. Hands in a relationship is always terrible.
Agreed.
But there are people who have done it before and was like, I fucked up and I will never do that again. And I felt terrible. I didn't feel like myself. I will Chris never Brown said ever the same do that thing. Again. I only know Chris Brown hit one woman.
I'm sorry.
I don't know Chris Brown. I don't know Chris Brown hit multiple women. I know
him. Rihanna, Carucci.
I don't know him.
Those are two at least.
I didn't know he hit Carucci.
And he said he was going to do it again after Rihanna, and then
I don't know him to hit Carucci. I never heard that. I heard he cheated on her.
Or she said
we ain't going to talk about abuse because that could go like
I think that
hours and hours.
Rihanna actually abused him as well and abused him first.
A good example. Look, we're going to bring it back. A good example of your partner effing up. Okay, I get it. Something that you can come back from.
Yeah.
Certain people cannot come back from certain things, certain traumas.
Honey, me and you are together. You have a credit card balance of $20,000. I max your credit card out.
I know somebody that done that in their divorce.
I max your credit card out. Now, me and you get an argument. I'm like, oh, I won't do it again. I'm sorry. Are you taking me back?
I don't know.
What I'm saying.
See? No, I don't know.
There are issues.
Because that's a lot of women. Lying.
There are women who will be like, yo, he said he wouldn't do it again. We had the conversation, we talked, and he's gonna help me work on paying it back, and now we're good. Like, well, these are things that happen.
I'm not a type of person that could tell you like, oh, if this happens, I'm gonna react like this, because I'm very like moody and it has to happen. So when it happens, then I could tell you what the hell I'm gonna do. Right now, I cannot tell you hypothetically. No, I don't work like that. So, honey is out of that.
I do only because I know I'm a cool, I'm very calm at it.
Let's go back. Sharing locations in most relationships is toxic. And we are not going to throw that away. It's toxic, okay? I don't care if you long distance, short distance, two distance, no distance. It's toxic most of the time. Most of the time. It's really not. Y'all got some good cases up in here. Right, really y'all made toxic. Some good arguments.
Y'all making it toxic. It's yeah, really not that. It's really not that deep.
If you're not doing anything, from my experience, matter.
It was toxic. Whoever okay, asked
for you,
yes, whoever asked me to share my location was being toxic. They wanted to track the hell out of me.
Were you doing anything?
No, but it didn't matter. It's like, oh, if I said like I'm going to the gas station, it's like, oh, but you somewhere else. It's like, well, I went to get gas over there. Like, what the hell? I got to explain myself every second.
Yeah, I feel like you just lead up to toxic shit. Cause say it's toxic. I'm going to the club with my boys, right? Say I'm going to, not the club. I'm going to grab a drink with my boys. Now, after you grab that drink, you may not have told her, yo, I'm going to drop my boys home. So now you got to, or drop my boy home. So now you got to explain, oh, why I went here. And then why I stopped here. Mm-hmm. And it's unnecessary.
Who's
it's
like, to say she's going to look, though?
I've, most of the time, you know, they go look.
Most of the time.
No, it's not just women.
When it's done in the morning.
Don't do that. We're not going to do that on women. It's not just most women, no. Men do it a lot.
Most
people, men do it a lot.
I say this. Most people with locations.
A man has popped up on me before.
So, for example.
That's on you.
I know.
No, it ain't.
So, I'll say this. I know somebody who shared the location, right, with somebody. And the other person used to always, always time them. Like, oh, he's going to be home in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
He's going to be home in 18 minutes.
What? That's,
And then if they're like home in 25 minutes, it's like, yo, where you was at? And he's like, what do you mean?
Don't you see my location?
What do you mean where I was at? You should have been here 7 minutes ago. Okay, and that 7 minutes is a problem.
You got that from Tyler Perry. Nobody does that.
Tyler Perry.
No, people do that.
What Tyler Perry show you think I watch?
That wasn't Why They Get Married. It was exactly what you said.
We're not gonna act like people are toxic. We're not gonna act like people aren't toxic.
But some people aren't. She doesn't seem like she is.
Yes,
I just met her though. But she like doesn't I seem
said,
like it.
I said y'all have made some good states and claims today in the court of Rose Above It, but The reality is that sharing location stuff is a little bit toxic.
If you make it toxic, and I'm going to keep it at that.
And a lot of people do.
What about with your kids?
Okay, but...
No, I need to know where my son is. I said relationships. You have to make it toxic. I need to know where my son is.
About your daughter.
I just personally, I'm a person. I'm from the school of privacy.
The parents, I'm fine with the parents.
Personally, I'm from the school of privacy. I'm from the school of, if you want to know where I'm at, just ask.
Thank you.
To me, it's very simple. What you doing? Where you at? Like the same, and I'll say, hey, I'm here. I don't think doing that is an issue for me personally.
So you never lied about where you were?
No, I don't lie about where I'm at.
I have.
I 1,000% tell where
because
I'm at.
I don't gotta say exactly. Okay, but just like what he said, I don't gotta say I'm dropping somebody off on the way. Like, no, this is on the way. I told you where I'm at. I told you where I'm going.
Yeah, like I'm not.
I don't gotta tell you every second. Like you're not my parent. We're in a relationship. If you don't trust me, then we shouldn't be in a relationship. So to me, the sharing location thing is like it's another factor of. Like, oh, I don't know if I can trust you, so I need this to be added on so I can trust you. And it's like, that's too much. That's toxic to me.
So if you and your man live together and he didn't come home till like 6 a.m, you say, where were you? I was at my friend's house. Are you just going to let it slide and be like, okay?
No, we should not be in a relationship because at that point, you should not be coming home.
Well, I think the problem is we shouldn't be using the location as a communication device. Like, if I'm going to sleep over at my friend's house, regardless if I have location or not, I should be saying, hey, I'm spending
okay,
that.
So if you said he was, okay, so if you just said that and he comes home at 6, you're not going to wonder, like, were you really there?
No. See, that's toxic.
No. I'm asking. Are you going to wonder?
Yeah.
Because even though he told you, I'm going to be at my friend's house.
No relationship we in you coming home 6 a.m.
But you said he's at his friend's house.
So I don't care where you were. The relationship is over. I'm not tracking you, nothing. What?
Would it be home if you came? Would it be better if you came home at 8 a.m?
No. If you don't come home within.
So if you get too drunk, you sleep over your man's house, that's not a thing?
No, it's not like a thing. It's like, not a thing in my relationships.
Talk about you.
It's not a thing in my relationships. Sorry.
Yo, talk about you. And this is.
Listen, if you get drunk that much, you don't need to be in a relationship because now you don't even have the recollection. I always come home at night.
Can I
come home at night and I be drunk as hell.
I'm about to.
There's no excuse.
See, I'm about to shit on this take. My fiance used to always say this too. Because there's been plenty of nights I've came home at 5:30, 6 a.m. You know why? Because after the club in New York, most clubs end at 4. You know what I do after? Eat with my friends. Sit in a diner. That shit sometimes takes 1.5-2 hours.
But are you communicating?
Yes.
Okay.
But come out. Communicate or not. If you come in at 6 a.m, shorty, y'all will be mad. Yes or no?
No, if I'm communicating.
Bullshit, you're going to be mad.
If I'm getting communication, most, then that's fine.
98% of women will be pissed. You walked in at 6 a.m. The sun is out. That's just going to make you feel different. The sun is out. Regardless of I could have been texting.
I'm not going to be like livid.
You're
like,
still mad.
Oh, we not together.
You're still mad. Now, check this out. You mad because I came home 6 a.m. and I went out at 12 or 11 o'clock. You go out for brunch at 12, right? You come home at 11 p.m. Am I supposed to be cool?
Did the sun rise?
Oh, that's crazy.
You was out for 11 hours.
And did the sunrise.
Yo, you can cheat in the daytime just like you can in the night. Like, see? Oh,
but it's not about cheating. It's about being respectful of time.
That's
not a respectable time to come in the house. It's not a curfew. It's not a curfew.
So what's a respectable time? Hold up. No. What time does he have to be home to where you're okay?
I think as long as communication is, I think you should be home, like, around, like, 3, 4, like, when the sunrise, like, that's OD. That's OD.
I think if somebody tells the truth, that's OD. They still end up getting in trouble.
Yes.
No matter what.
What are you trying to do?
Whatever. Are you about to rope me up?
Keep going. I'm going to hang myself. That's what I'm doing. I'm about to hang myself with these damn things.
You are too dramatic. You are too dramatic.
It's like, you can tell, sure, yo, I'm in the hospital, and you come home, yo, I was in the hospital, you're like, I don't believe in my wife. What's your discharge papers?
Alright, so where is it?
And you see me coming home with a cast and beat up, and you still think that little
nah, if you got a cast, that's OD,
like,
that's dragging it.
You said that to yourself.
That's dragging it. You're just not trustworthy.
No, that's a toxic relationship.
That is toxic. That is toxic. But no, I'm being real. Coming home at like when the sunrise, like, come on. You don't even go home. If you're single and you're by yourself, you don't even come home at that time most of the time. Now, one off, okay. But we talking about consistently. Nah, you're doing too much. You got to be respectful.
Even if it's like one time in 3 months, I feel like it's still a problem.
It depends. It depends.
Yeah, you still engage another person.
Consistently, if somebody's doing that shit consistently, then you just should not be entertaining.
But that's what I said. I said I think it's a respectable time. Like when you're not beating the sun home. Come on, you're just not being respectful.
I don't. To me, that's crazy logic. Because to me, the hours just don't add up. If I go out, if I happen to be going out at night and I go out at 11:30, 12, and I come back at 5 o'clock, 5:30, that's me being outside for 5.5 hours. But you going to brunch at 12 and come back at 11 o'clock midnight. You've been out all day, 12 hours. You're mad at me for hanging out for 5.5 hours and you've been out for 12. I'm in the wrong, but you're fine. Cause I came home at a respectable hour.
You should have went to brunch.
You could. Oh no!
That's more respectable for people in relationships. Brunch.
No, your logic.
Okay.
So can your like if you're in a relationship, can they go out of town without you?
I'm fine with that. Absolutely, I wouldn't.
No,
it depends
on.
It depends.
He's going with his boys.
Can you trust me?
No.
Why?
Trust you.
Miami.
Every female loves to go to Miami. I trust you
to go to
Miami. Nah. I would only trust, well, I'm not saying.
It depends.
I wouldn't even open those can of worms for the simple fact that I know I'm going to want to have guys trips, like with my boys. So for me to be like, I don't know, I'll be a hypocrite.
But it would, you know, it would be a problem if you just had your location on there too. You don't have to worry.
Nah, the location don't tell you what they're doing. I need a recording. Put that cop cam on you. I want to see what you're doing.
But
I just think it depends. Like, I think when you're in a relationship, right, you shouldn't be doing too many activities with, like, single people. Like, because then you're tempted to be surrounded by certain activities.
So say like all of them are in a relationship, right? But they all want to go on a trip.
Yeah, that's fine.
But so, they are going to go out while they're, fine, but while not they're on all that the trip. Time.
You're not going to go on boys trips like every other month. Like,
yeah, that's different. That's different.
Like once a year, fine.
But if
once a year,
if you have a man and all his friends are single, it can't be like, oh, well, I don't want you going out with those men because your boys are single. I asked for my niggas to be single. Like, it is what it is. So you don't want me around them because they're not in a relationship? I think that's crazy.
I think you pick and choose the certain events and activities that you do based on your status. I know people that are in couples, they're not going to invite me to certain things.
I think that's bullshit. Because if you have a friend, if me and you are together, we're together, and your friend's a hoe, right? Your friend's a hoe, but she's a great friend to you. Great person. She's a hoe. Mm-hmm. And now you guys go out. You guys all go to the club together. And I'm like, yo, you can't go out with her no more. You can't hang with her no more because she's a hoe.
I wouldn't say
you
something
have your,
like
you
that.
Have your own... But that's what same that's thing. What you're saying.
I said you should take stock of that yourself because you know what it's going to bring. It's going to bring certain...
I don't think so. No, I have a friend who's kind of out there. Mm-hmm. I don't do the same stuff that she does.
But y'all both single.
Well, even when I was like talking to someone.
I'm saying you're in a committed relationship.
Okay, but my thing is I was talking to someone and then they were like, oh, you must be doing this because she's doing that.
No,
like,
that's just insecure. Not true. That's insecure. That's insecure.
No, it's not. You're with her on that?
No, I said I went through that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's insecurity.
Yeah.
And every time I'm around her.
But yeah. I'm saying, if you're in a committed relationship now, right? Or you're married or engaged or something like that, you probably are less likely to be with that friend so often.
No, because they're so often.
I didn't say you're not going to hang out with them ever again. I said, what's often?
No,
so often.
Just and mine is too, yeah.
Just because I'm in a relationship and I'm kicking it with PJ and he's hell and he's every time we go out, that's he's making PJ sure he wild out.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be like, nah, bro, I can't really be around you like that. I can only be around you but so much.
I didn't say you're gonna tell them that, but I said you're less likely to be around.
I don't think
I'm
so. Those
not gonna
friends.
Feel that way because I'm just like, yo, bro, get yours.
That's how
I'm
I feel.
Good. I'm good. Get yours.
Yeah, I think
we just gonna agree or disagree. We can that's
do that.
How I feel.
I feel like people gonna do what they want regardless of like. Yeah. So for me. If Shorty's like, yo, me, I'm going on a girls trip. I don't care if it's back-to-back trips. Me going on girls trips. go ahead. Yo, my when you in a relationship with me, there this isn't jail. Do what you want. Yeah. I still want you to live. You have fun. This ain't prison. Go have fun. Do your thing. What you gonna do out there is what you would do if you was with me or without. Like act accordingly. Like you, if you're with me, act accordingly. But people gonna be who they want to be. Mm. No, I mean that's just how I feel. Like and you're not gonna stop me from going outside because I'm not gonna stop you.
But
like,
it's not me stopping anybody from cheating. I just think the way I look at things is that single me and relationship me is different. Like, and when I'm in a relationship, like I'm just. I don't know. I'm not going to do the things that I did when I was single.
So if you have a best friend and then you get in a relationship, you're just not going to like hang out with them as often?
I said not as often.
So not as often.
Okay. But I can change my mind. I get it. I respect it.
Yeah, you know.
But let's move to another topic. I'm not sure if you, did y'all see the list? The list of places not to take your girl on a first date?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, cool. So
I'm ready.
Let me for the listeners and the viewers, I'm going to read. Here's a list of places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date. And thank you, ladies, who reached out to me to help make the list. This is made by women. So I just want to hear how y'all feel about this. Number one.
One by one?
Yep. Number one, Cheesecake Factory. I'm going to read the list first, and then we'll talk about it after. I'm going to read the list, and we'll talk about it after.
So these are places not to go on the first date.
Not to go. I'm going to read all these out. I'm going to read all these out, and then we'll talk about it. One, Cheesecake Factory. Two, Applebee's. Three, Chili's. Four, Chipotle. Five, Olive Garden. Six, the movies. Seven, Your House. Eight, any fast food chain. Nine, Buffalo Wild Wings. 10, Wingstop. 11, Red Lobster. 12, a buffet. 13, IHOP. 14, Denny's. 15, the gym. 16, church. 17, Starbucks. 18, coffee dates. 19, ice cream dates. 20, family functions. 21, movie night. AK 21. It's, yeah, but they have 28. 22, somewhere that requires a long drive, which is insane to put. 23, bowling. 24, nightclubs. 25, hookah bar. 26, a bar of just for drinks. 27, Waffle House. 28, sports events. I just want to ask these girls this. Where do you want me to bring you?
This must be like, this was made by vegan nuns.
First date. First date, these are all the do not bring me's.
She must be a vegan nun.
It doesn't say their crib.
Wow.
I think that's all cat. Especially Red Lobster. That's the first thing a woman say, I'm going to go Red Lobster.
No. On a first date?
No.
Say I'm lying.
You're lying?
On a first date? Don't you like Fluffies?
No, bro.
Not for the first date, but if it's just like, you know.
You're going out, yeah.
Now that's like a first date request.
Nah, it could be date 5,000. Girls was like, mm-mm, don't bring.
No, that's not true.
No, on Tuesdays, they got the Casamigos.
Listen, I'll go.
They got the I'm going there on a Tuesday.
Wait, talk about.
I haven't been, but I'm going to go.
Why not? That's all you want?
Thank you.
That's all you request.
I ain't gonna lie. Talk about.
Oh yeah, I'm saving lots of money.
Walking right up the hill.
You're going to Applebee's?
Yeah.
Talk about. I appreciate that, but if so, you'll go to Applebee's for the first day, but why not Red Lobster?
I don't know. It's just something about Red Lobster. That's like, I don't know.
Nah, I'd rather go to Red Lobster than Applebee's.
No.
The cheddar biscuits.
It's like
the crab Applebee's. Legs.
No.
What about Tuesdays?
I made them at home. I got the mix.
Yeah,
it's the same shit.
All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this list for me, as a guy, right? I've never, in the history of being taken out, when you being taken out, that means you're being paid for. In my life, when a woman has taken me out, ever said, "Don't take me here," because like all these are apparently like because it's not a lot of money to being spent, right?
No, that's not true because some of them.
What's expensive with him?
I'll agree with the movie thing just because like you don't get to like know them.
The gym really. Membership is expensive.
Yeah.
I never
yeah, ice cream dates.
Ice cream.
That's not expensive. Bowling could be expensive.
All these, everything.
I order it, everything. I'm touching that screen.
I personally think bowling is a dope first date.
I love bowling.
Yeah.
Take me bowling.
No, yeah, that's a good first date.
I think it's a good first date.
Oh, a good.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a dope first date.
No, it's like, on there.
It's on there not to go.
Yeah.
I love bowling. Let me go to Bowmore though, because they got good tacos.
They got good drinks too.
Don't try to bring me to the Bronx.
No, you don't get. I feel like it can't just be the movies. Because how are you going to get to know someone? Now you're rolling your eyes.
No, I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm just like, okay, what if it's like part of the date. Like,
I feel like that's fine.
He wants a nightcap in the movies. That's what he said.
Yeah, but you don't get to talk to know someone. Like,
actually, you could tell by the person
scared to the movies and that Applebee's right after.
Yeah, why not? Let me tell y'all something, okay? The whole purpose of a date, right? Even before the date, I assume, because this is, maybe it's just me, that you guys are talking to the person, the female or whatever, and you're trying to get to know what they like, right? Mm-hmm. Two, the whole purpose of a first date or a date in general is to, is to impress the woman. Like, I mean, that was just traditional to me.
Nope.
That was a tradition.
I disagree 1,000%.
Yeah.
I couldn't disagree anymore.
The first date to me is to impress the woman.
Not me.
I don't think so.
I get to know you. Let me tell you why.
Above beyond, they expect that more.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If my first date is Four Seasons Hotel. Restaurant there. My second date gotta be equal. I can't go from that to being like, yo, let's go get wings.
Exactly.
Cause now you already like, oh, this nigga likes nice shit.
I mean, yeah, now don't go high and don't be consistent.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's why I don't start off high.
When I say impression, I don't mean like you gotta spend a lot of money. That's not what I'm saying, impression. I'm talking about the overall experience.
It could be a nice experience with a place that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never had a nice experience at Applebee's. You see their service?
I've had fun. I've had fun sitting at the bar.
I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have fun. It's like a good vibe.
Yeah. Conversation. And talk to someone in,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
an
I'm
open space.
For a nigga to take me to Brooklyn Chop House the first date.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is me.
Show me it's genuine. Don't judge me. And make me want to take you there.
I won't say that.
The first date don't have to be Brooklyn Chop House or whatever. I just like a good vibe, good conversation.
And see if you want to go on another date.
Feel me?
Yeah.
We could go to an expensive restaurant and I don't like you.
I like that too, but I'm not really looking at the price. I'm looking at if you're taking stock of what I like. If I'm talking to you, because I'm not taking a date without you talking to me at least for a week or so. Because my schedule.
You know somebody in a week.
You're going to know what they like. Are you not asking questions? What we talk about? What you did today?
Yeah, but I can know what you like, but still not like you. When we actually chill and be like, oh, nah, I don't like her vibe. I don't like her aura. I don't like her energy. Like, for example.
Wait, but you're going to take, you plan in the date before you take me there. But, so what do you mean?
Yeah, but you can say, oh, I like seafood. And I say, all right, cool. We're going to go to City Island. And now I went to City Island and I take you to Sammy's or another spot, which I'm not going to name because you fuckers will be there. And I don't need y'all.
I've probably been there already.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
So you make the right every time you get off the bridge, baby. Make the other way.
Make the left.
I know the left.
I've been the left.
Y'all still don't know. You're reaching, but go ahead. Y'all all named the wrong restaurant, but fine.
I don't have to name them.
So, I take you there, right? And just because you like seafood, now when I sit with you and get to know you, you could have told me I like this. I sit with you and you have a stank attitude. You act awkward. You don't make good conversation. You answer one word answers. Like, I will feel like I'm wasting my money with somebody that I already know I do not like. I don't like this person. I brought you to a place that I know you like. You say you like drinks, say you like seafood. But even if you talk to somebody for a week, you don't know them. So my job isn't to impress you, it's to get to know you. The fact that I got you to say yes to a date, I already impressed you. You gotten already. I got you. Once I say, yo, you want to go get something to drink? You want to go get something to eat? Yeah, I'm going to go. I already got you. I don't need to impress anymore. Impressing is done.
I know he said I already got you. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but I don't like how you're saying it. I get what you're saying. I just don't like how you're saying it.
If everything goes well, you're not going nowhere.
Can I ask the ladies a question, though? So if the guy takes you on these, just you and him, 800 plus every date up, buying you things, all these different things, does it not give off the vibe of like, basically I'm buying you?
Like, I don't care about that stuff, though.
Yes, it can give that off.
Rather than I'm trying to get to know you, I'm buying you.
But I never said all the only things I like is expensive things.
No, I do like nice restaurants.
Don't get me wrong. I like nice restaurants. I take myself there. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if I don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings, because we had a discussion about this, I don't like Buffalo Wild Wings. Do not take me there on the first date. Because, yes, I'm going to have an attitude. Why did you bring me here? I mean, that's
understandable because you don't like it. And you said it, and your voice said you don't like it.
But, I mean, even if
you don't like it, why would you take it?
Yeah. Right.
No, but if he does pull up and I'm like, No,
I mean, that's the reason to be mad, though.
If he asks you, yo, where do you want to go? And you're not answering him, and he ends up being like, fuck it.
Yeah. Honestly,
I guess I'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And then you black on him, like, why the fuck would you take me in? Actually, I ain't gonna lie. I'm turning the car around, be like, I'm dropping you home. All right, don't worry.
Yeah, like the girl, like,
fine. Fine.
Like the girl who went to the guy drove her took his, the girl. She was like, "Yo, we going out to for drinks," and he went to Cheesecake. She was like, "I'm not getting out this car." Yo, son, I would have been like, "Get out the car. You gotta walk." Yeah, did y'all not see that video?
Gotta walk. No, I saw it. Yeah,
I wouldn't have did that.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
She don't eat there.
You wouldn't have done that.
No,
I would have drove her back home.
I would have drove her back home.
Yeah, I would drove home.
I would have drove home.
Yeah,
I would have drove back home.
And then she was late like an hour, and because he made reservations,
they missed their reservations because of her.
Right, so he had to go.
And then he went to Cheesecake Factory for drinks, and she was like,
"Yeah, that's crazy." That's crazy.
Cancel
though.
We done.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I mean, waiting for an hour. I didn't look at him crazy because he's still trying.
Yeah,
like she made them go to Cheesecake,
and she was a shit.
Yeah.
We ain't even get there yet. We ain't even get there yet. Listen.
All right, wait, before we get split in the bill.
I think certain things on the list are a little ridiculous, right? Yeah. I don't mind going to bowling. I don't mind going on a coffee date, but a nice coffee spot. You're not taking me to Starbucks because I could go there and order online myself. That, to me, you have no thought into it. There's nice little coffee spots that probably are not expensive. $10, $15. What? $10, $15? No, you could go to a nice coffee spot.
Because y'all kill me
it's
with the...
It's the thought that counts, that you actually thought about ambiance, stuff like that.
Fuck the yes. It's not thoughtful. Every nigga ain't a thoughtful nigga. Every nigga is not Mr. Romantic.
I'm a thoughtful nigga.
I am the least romantic nigga in the room.
Well, I want somebody romantic.
Like... Valentine's Day and shit.
And that's what I'm going to get.
Valentine's Day and shit. I tell my girl, tell me what you want. Because I'm not a thoughtful, creative. I don't got a bone in my body.
But she's okay with that. No. That's why she's marrying you.
Yeah, but for me,
I need a romantic man. I need somebody to think outside the box.
What I'm saying is you are missing out on a lot of good guys because they're not thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Like, there are niggas who will just take you to where you want to go and be good niggas. Good stand-up niggas, but because they're not thoughtful, you're like, oh, I can't be with this nigga. He took me to a restaurant I like all the time, but you know where he found it? Because I told him. He didn't take me somewhere where he thought about it.
No,
like,
I don't mind. You take me somewhere I want to go? Yeah, thank you.
If you like Chinese food and you're like, oh, I've never been to Julaine, and this nigga, you didn't tell this nigga you want to go to Julaine, and he takes you to the same fucking Chinese buffet that you say you always go to.
I'm not going to no buffet.
I'm not mad.
You can't be mad at him. You can't be mad because you told him that's where you always go.
I'm not mad at her for if that's what she wants. Like, if she wants a thoughtful nigga.
Oh, I hear that.
I think that's fine.
I get that.
Then you're going to have to sacrifice. He may have the thoughtful part, but then he may not have the time. He may not. There's things that he's going to lack. Is the thoughtful part. It depends on how serious and how much it matters to you.
That nigga
I understand nobody's perfect.
That nigga may be thoughtful and broke.
I understand. And broke.
I know. That nigga super creative and thoughtful. But when you be like, yo, I'm going to go to STK, that nigga be like, oh, baby, we can go to fucking Outback because I don't got STK money. But he's thoughtful.
He's very thoughtful.
He's thoughtful. That nigga Drew.
Say it then. I'll find me a happy hour spot, a little black owned spot, something that I want to go to that's like in the midway.
She said that now. It depends on your mood at the same time.
It probably does.
Man, I know you was looking for a last time on Friday, but I can't. I got the bread. What the fuck?
He gonna be thoughtful as fuck. She might like, can't take this shit.
Wow, I'm not like that. I'm not.
You are the wrong nigga. If I lose an argument, I might be a silent ride the whole time. Are you mad? He's like, no. And then you get home, he's like, yes, I was mad
because
you
didn't
take me
there.
You know I was looking
forward
to it.
No, wait, hold on. Hold on. You don't even know me.
I would still be happy if I was.
You don't even know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
you're getting to know someone.
A coffee
like
date is fine. I just feel like, why you can't like look up a nice coffee spot? Why you gotta take me to Starbucks?
You lie about Starbucks. You know you want venti.
No, I don't even like Starbucks. Honestly, I like Dunkin'.
Me too.
So if you take you to Dunkin', it's okay?
No. That's regular. I can go dunk it myself.
You can go a lot of places yourself.
Yeah, but to sit down, you don't sit down and talk in Dunkin'.
You can go bowling by yourself.
Okay, but I'm saying Dunkin' and Starbucks is like a on the go. You go get your coffee and leave. It's not like a sit down. You can like
you can sit in there.
It's not
you can't sit in there.
It's not real intimate. I feel like it's not intimate. It's not an intimate setting.
I feel like it's like those are the type of days like if you meet somebody on an app and you meet in like a mutual place, like for a first date. I feel like those are.
Well, I guess that.
No.
Listen, I don't want nobody walking through there and be like, "Who this?" Oh, I seen honey with somebody. No, like, I just feel like certain spaces is, like, intimate. And that's not, like, Dunkin' and Starbucks is not an intimate setting. It's
but I feel like it shouldn't matter. You're supposed to be worried about getting to know a person.
Yeah, how can I get to know you when I see 1,000 people coming in and out here? Yelling, like, oh, where's my bacon, egg, and cheese?
Do you know that happens in regular coffee shops, too, right? There's a place in Stanford, one of the nicest coffee shops. It's called Honey Joe's. And do you know how busy they are? They're more busy than Starbucks sometimes. And it's nice as shit. And they have the most creative menu. They have Wi-Fi, all that. But it's the same thing. Like, you'll be sitting in there talking, and they'll be coming in and out, 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 screaming out orders. It's the same thing.
Probably not going to be somebody I know, because I never been there.
So you don't want to see somebody you know? That's what it is?
I think so. Maybe.
So it's not the place itself. You just don't want to run into someone.
It's probably both.
Here we go.
We're not going on a first date to Dunkin' around the corner from my house.
All I'm gonna say to wrap this list up is I think, ladies, sometimes you will miss out on your forever or your soulmate or a potential soulmate just being judgy off of where they bring you, what they do. Like, you're sometimes like, I'm not saying you gotta lower your standards.
That's exactly what it sounds like you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's not what I'm saying.
Can I interrupt because, you for 2 seconds?
What?
But it's crazy because I actually saw a video. And it was asking women who are making regular money, regular, your average Joe of women. And they're asking, what would be your ideal, like, medium of a man coming in, like, his income? What's the least you would expect and be okay with? Every woman that was there, making not a lot of money, everything was over $100,000. Mm-hmm. Your average, the
that's
average
a whole
American
different
man
thing
makes $45,000 mm-hmm. a year. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and they're probably making that, but their lowest is 100.
I saw that video.
I feel like with social media nowadays, what we see with all these celebrities and what they're doing for their women and all this stuff, I feel like it's brainwashing the women who aren't making money. You're not making a lot of money.
I gotta disagree because you gotta understand, men have been holding a high standard for a long ass time, especially in the Stone Age. A woman expects you to go outside and get everything, so right. I'm not surprised that. Salary-wise, I get it, but I don't think the salary matters. I think it's, like, your action-wise, how you gonna, like, you can be making 40, but it looks like you're making, like 50 or 100K.
Mm-hmm. How can you make 40,000 look like 100,000?
Save your freaking money.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Nah.
But how you gonna save your money when they want this? They want, it's what women expect.
You can't,
Like, I can give you a perfect example. Like, okay, my dad, he's a superintendent. He probably makes, like, maybe 60 or 70 plus, right? But to a woman, like, oh, you're super. It doesn't seem like you're making that much, but you are. You feel me? But like I said, it depends on the man's actions at the end of the day, how you present yourself.
Yeah, his savings is probably lit.
I may look like I guess 40 in salary, but outside my actions, I look like I have like $1 million. You feel me?
Of course.
How you look. My actions, you feel me?
Right. But now, a woman who's making $40,000, here's you making $45,000. They gonna look down on you?
No, they're not.
You don't think so?
No, it depends how you present yourself. A man can look like a bum, and he can be making $1 million.
Right. To that. It depends on your like DTI. Said, y'all need to learn about that. DTI. Debt to income ratio.
I disagree. Because the reason why I disagree, personally, and I know we are on a lot of time, but the reason I disagree is because if you present yourself to look like $1 million, you're going to attract $1 million worth of woman. A million bucks worth of woman that expects high quality money, like expects a lot. So I can look like, if I walk out of here and I look like I got chains on, I look good, I look mad good when I go outside, you think I'm attracting the bum, but I'm also attracting girls that look like, that like nice stuff. And when they come to me and they like, yo, I want that. What's good? Yo, what's good? Yo, I want this. I want a Louis V bag. But I make $40,000 and I don't got Louis V bag money. Guess what she's doing?
Next.
Next.
I think what you're saying, Zoe, is like a lot of women have unrealistic expectations. I feel like they do.
I don't think it's unrealistic because it's definitely it's not.
I like, think it's unrealistic. A lot of men do. A lot of men, especially black and brown men, are not making $100,000.
I disagree.
I don't think most it's
on the average 9 to 5.
Yes, yes. I agree.
On the average 9 to 5, they're not making $100,000.
Yes, they are.
And then they're not taking it home.
And they're working at a hospital. Yes, they are. I promise you.
They're not taking it home. Majority of black men are making $100,000.
They're not taking it home. They're not taking $100,000 home. By the time the tax get them, by the time insurance get them, they're not making $100,000.
I just think there's. I don't think it's an unrealistic thing. I just think the standards are way too high. I think the standards is just way too high.
So it's unrealistic because you can't. It's somewhere wrong. If your standard is up here, but you're right here, yeah, that's unrealistic. How are you gonna get there?
I'm not asking any woman to drop their standards. What I'm saying is to just be a little more open minded and when you meet somebody and where they take you, because just because I take you to the first gig, I can take you to the first date to Cheesecake and then bring you to the most exotic or nice restaurants my second, third, or fourth date.
But like, why would you do it the second, third, or fourth?
Because I want to see if you can deal with me in the trenches before I take you to fucking.
I thought you wanted somebody.
Why? Wait. So now I gotta get through the mud with you. Like, what you mean?
No, you gotta go through the.
I gotta go through the mud with you.
You said you wanted somebody thoughtful.
Time out. Wow. Wait, time out.
No, he just said he's saving the nice dates for honey, the third
honey,
or
time out, time out.
Nah, that means you planning shot. This in your head. Like, I don't like that.
No, time out. Wait. Have y'all, real quick. Have y'all never watched the movie Made in America?
Yeah.
Yes, right? With Eddie Murphy? Do you know the point of that
movie? Made in America?
Nobody.
Is that
Coming to America?
I mean, pause. Coming to America?
I'm like, yeah.
Coming to America. You ever seen the movie Coming to America?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the point of the movie?
That he was a prince in disguise.
Why was he in disguise?
Because he didn't want his cover blown in America.
You know why he didn't want his cover blown? Because he didn't want a woman that loved him for what he was in his status.
Okay.
Now, so he was in the mud. You know what he met his queen? In McDowell's.
When he was working for her dad.
Yes.
Like, that's different.
He was working in McDowell's. If she was with him when he was working in McDowell's, I could bring you to the palace. You think I'm gonna be like, nah, yo, I'm gonna take you to the nicest restaurant. Everybody gonna like the guy who takes them to the nicest stuff. That's easy.
I didn't say the nicest. No. I never said the nicest. I said be thoughtful about what I like. That's what I said.
But you said you gotta be dragged through the mud. The thoughtful process is.
No, I said he said I'm gonna take her to the crappiest spot. And
I didn't
then
say
the
crappiest
second...
spot. Not what I said.
Didn't say that.
I know.
Your mind. Things are not just crappy.
All right. The trenches. To me, is crappy.
Cheesecake Factory is the trenches.
No, you said the trenches.
According to this list, Cheesecake Factory. That's number one on the list. Cheesecake Factory is a bad first date. That was number one.
And they're not even cheers.
Yeah. So.
Yes. I mean, it's only one thing I like to eat there, though.
But here we go. Now I gotta make sure the chef prepares what you like.
I didn't say that.
But you want to go somewhere? Come on.
I just said I wouldn't prefer it.
You know how huge that menu is. The fact that you only like one thing—that's on you. That's like, come on.
I don't like the cheese.
I wouldn't prefer it. I didn't say. Right. Oh, I'm. Never go to the cheesecake. I said shit. I wouldn't prefer it. Now Buffalo Wild Wings, do not pull up there. I'll be just like that chick in the car. I'm not getting up. I'm not going in there. Their food is trash. Like, I tried 3 times.
Look. We're talking in circles.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up the topic. Yeah. Ladies, be more open-minded. Is that okay? Can I say that?
You should say this. If you don't take yourself to nice places, do not expect it from someone else. That's what you should say.
I take myself
to nice places.
I like that.
And I think I deserve the best.
I like that.
Thank you.
Hey, I'll give you credit for that.
Yup, first date, second date, third date.
I like that. Right. I can agree.
And
with
I'm not
that.
Expecting you to spend $1,000, $2,000. Like. No, it doesn't. Take me to a nice place.
All right, so what if I take you to a nice place? I take you to STK, right? First date, STK.
I don't even like STK.
Brooklyn Chopped House. Brooklyn Chopped House is our first date. I said, let's go to Brooklyn Chopped House. And we go there. And look, Brooklyn Chopped House comes, time to pay, and I use my Groupon. Is it good?
You can't use no Groupon.
If I could, is that okay?
I
And that's my problem right there.
I would think it's okay.
And that's my problem.
No, I would think it's okay.
You guys are amazing.
I would think it's okay.
My pride wouldn't let me.
I love Groupon.
My pride. My pride on a date. Nah, I wouldn't.
No.
Not on a first date.
I love that. I just.
We already argued this.
With the world we live in, we already argued this. If I was to bring out the Groupon.
I mean, be like, oh, I got Groupon too.
Do not bring out a Groupon on a dinner date. I don't care. I don't care.
Right? To me,
don't bring out Groupon on a dinner date.
I just think that's crazy to say to somebody who's paying for me. Right. If I'm being taken somewhere, and as long as I don't have to pay, I don't care how you pay. I don't care if you're paying food stamps. I don't care if you sold ass for this dinner. I don't care what you do.
I care.
I don't care about that part.
I don't care.
I care.
Maybe. I ate. I had a good time. Why do I care how you paid for my meal?
That's crazy. I'm not paying a dollar, but I care how you pay. That's crazy.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, me personally, I don't care. That's like if you go swiping, I'm supposed to just be like, well, free. I don't know whose card you're swiping, but as long as you get paid, I care. I care about all.
Getting fed for free. Why you can't?
And I could feed myself and pay for it and go where I want to go.
So you'd rather
keep it before I have
it. It's fine.
Say you're going 50-50.
So,
tell me where you're going to take me.
You better say, tell me where you're going to take me. I better hear 50-50.
I'd rather pay 100 and go by myself.
Yo, that's back. I'm sorry. I think it's backwards to me. That's backwards thinking. And respectfully, I don't understand that. I don't understand.
I guess
you'll
never understand.
I will never understand that.
That's why I
don't care.
I'd rather go where I want to go and pay for it.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're smart. Yeah, I'm like, you're smart to use that.
You got to snatch it.
Right?
That's how I am. Listen, we're not going to act like Groupon doesn't tell you, like, you got to only choose from this side of the menu.
I'm not.
That's how Groupon works on dinner.
You're being very specific. I'm not being specific to Groupon, like what it says. I'm just saying, I'm giving you an example.
Coupon 2 for 1, then. Is that better?
Nah, I'm just saying, I'm going to give you an example. Like, example. You have a coupon. I don't fuck Groupon. You have a coupon for Brooklyn Chap House, and it says, hey, 50% off your bill. And I get the bill, and I say, cash it in my coupon. Here's my card.
Yeah, why not?
You're gonna get mad at me for doing that?
Exactly. Why not?
I'm not gonna get mad, but don't let me see it.
Why?
Because I know you got a discount on me.
I got
like, why you want niggas?
I gotta wrap this up. I gotta wrap this up.
No, I just, it's not about the money. I just feel weird. Like, you got a discount on the first date.
I gotta wrap this up. This is insane to me. Like, I just don't understand that.
She's the only one that's we say coupons are fine. Coupons are fine. Yeah.
I thought you was thought.
You thought about it. You thought about it.
Look, she thought about it. I don't want it.
I didn't say that. I just said, don't let me see the coupon.
Don't let me see it.
Do it by my back. Be like, you know, here you go.
Oh, my God.
Don't let me know it's a coupon involved.
You know what? Yeah. Listen, if you guys stuck with us through this crazy pod, we appreciate y'all for listening. We love y'all. We're going to wrap up because this is a very long episode. Love y'all. Honey, thanks for making it.
Whatever.
Liz, thanks for coming through, vibing with us.
Thanks for having me. After 3 years.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Dope vibes. Let me give you a round of applause.
3 years.
You're always welcome back.
Hey, you here. Yo, you're always welcome back.
Now send me your location so I can make sure you see.
Oh, my God.
When you get home, you know. Let me get your location. Share your Lyft with me and your Ubers.
I mean, it is late.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Like, I love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We signing off.
Wait.
What?
You didn't say where they can follow me.
Oh, where can the people follow you? Go ahead.
Like, dang. At Liz's room.
LIZSROOM.
It's the room where anybody's invited.
Leave the door open.
She did a location on.
Oh, that. And we always ask this for you. Well, what's the toughest thing you rose above to get to the point where you are right now in your life?
Moving to New York by myself, without my family.
That's big.
Fire.
And I'm still there. I'm still here almost 6 years.
Fire.
Yeah.
All right, South Carolina. We appreciate y'all. South Carolina invading Yonkers. We off this.